Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Rusty Quill presents.
Hey everyone, Alex Italanda here. This will be a shorter intro. If you want the full one, check out the first part of the Behind the Ostima series, which I highly recommend if you want to do this in order. And if you enjoyed the first episode and would like access to the whole series, you can do that on the Ostium Network Patreon at patreon.com/ostiumpodcast. At the $5 tier, you can get access to the 40-plus episodes of the Behind the Ostium series, plus ad-free episodes of the Ostium Network shows, and a whole bunch of bonus material. So let's get started with the next episode of Behind the Ostium, where I sit down with Dwayne Farver of the Manifestations podcast and a big fan of the show, and we talk about the ins and outs of our favorite show, the Ostium podcast.
So let's move on to Croatoan, which it's, the story's always had a big kind of, the story of Roanoke and all that has always had a big spot in my heart for just being a wonderfully mysterious story, even though it's pretty much debunked at this point. that they just went with the Indians. the story surrounded me, and I can remember, pretty sure, first seeing about it on the TV show Unsolved Mysteries, a whole little piece about it and stuff, and just, the mystery and the interest in it. So that was why I think that was one of those things that it just automatically led to, well, if he's going to go through a door, where's he going to go to? And then the character led to Roanoke. And then realizing, oh, that's where I am. Oh, interesting. Well, what's going on there? And then exploring that. And then discovering, oh, there's no people there. Why are there no people? And what's going on? And is it because it's just like the Roanoke story? Or is it something else, as we discover later on, that all the places they visit are, in fact, empty? I did also intentionally set up in that episode that he has kind of a choice. He has two doors to choose from. He can, Jake, when he's at the headquarters there at the clock tower, he can choose either to search out the rooms more thoroughly and see what's going on there or find out what's behind the next door. And that was partially a kind of dramatic setup for Jake to have to make a choice on something and also setting up for more stuff to come, more stuff to keep the listener interested, sort of thing. Oh, yeah, I do have a note here also that I'm a huge Stephen King fan, and so his it was a book, but it was actually a TV show, The Storm of the Century, a miniseries that he did about a tiny island in Maine, off the coast of Maine, where they get snowed in by a storm, and this weird wizard guy comes and threatens to take everyone away. and they did just talk about Roanoke in that too. So I'm sure that was even though it wasn't a reference necessarily where I was completely aware of it, it was in the back of my mind, and I also had fun researching this a little more thoroughly, getting a feel for the time and the setting and stuff like that, and trying to put a lot of that in there with what the place would look like, the houses and things like that. And then I also had fun later on towards the end of season 3 when they go back there and having fun with that. Yeah.
I like how it starts out with Jake assuring us he's sane. More trying to convince himself possibly, but
yeah, I was going to say, he's not assuring you. It's just definitely for Jake's purpose. Cause he's run away from his work at this point. He's already got a black spot on his, record, and he's digging himself in bit deeper, basically. So, and that's also a thing I think, and I definitely explore it more in other episodes too, that he's doing these recordings as is Monica and Dave, later on. And they're not always sure who they're doing the recordings for. Are they for themselves? Is it for someone specific in mind or something more nebulous than that? So I think that's a part of it.
There was one comment that I think you forgot about as well, where Jake said he was going to keep the swearing to a minimum. But
well, he did, and then Monica showed up. And
true.
He was done for. Or maybe it was the tea. Could have been the tea, you know? An adverse side effect of it that they didn't know about when they created an ostium.
you'll have to write that in.
Also, I am drinking tea as we do this.
I'm drinking water so I can get to bed. I did like how when he arrives back at Ostium, everything is the same except the padlock's gone. So immediately intrigue, you know, that's got to mean someone else is there. Who is it? You know, why was it there? Why'd they take it off? You know, or did they want Jake to go in?
That was one of those things. It was a risk I did as I was writing that part, because I remember it and thinking, well, if I do this, I'm going to put myself in a particular situation where I'll have to explain it. It has to be this or that or whatever. And I had no idea where it was going to lead to. But it was one of those things where it felt right for the character. It felt like, you know, I was in Jake's mind and that's what I saw when he was there. And that's how I wrote it. And later on, I'd have to explain why it was like that, which I do. But at that time, it was just I was just as shocked, basically, as the listener hearing that for the time, first time, you know. And then I just followed it up and seeing where it went.
Then when he gets to the clock tower, like you had already mentioned that there were more doors inside that he didn't bother to explore.
Right.
After looking at the map table. Decides to go check out door number two, since the clock tower is door number one.
Right.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work. If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Rebag, your premier destination for luxury resale. Elevate your style with our curated collection of bags, watches, and fine jewelry. At Rebag, quality is our priority. Each piece meticulously vetted and verified by experts, ensuring your investment is nothing short of perfection. Buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermès, Chanel, and Cartier. Access expertly crafted and hard-to-find pieces that redefine luxury. Your next investment awaits at Rebag. Get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's 10% off the luxury you deserve. Don't miss out. Head to Rebag.com and enter code REBAG10 at checkout. That's REBAG10.
What do you think? Do you think that was the right choice for Jake, or would you have checked those other doors?
I'm an old school RPG in D&D. I would have checked the other doors before I went anywhere else. That's just me.
Now that I'm actually thinking about it, I think the real reason Jake did it is because he was actually scared of what he might find behind those, that he might find someone behind there or something that would just be hard to believe. So instead he chose that door and then ended up in an impossible place at an impossible time that was also impossible to believe. But yeah, I feel now that's the reason why he did that. So that's what we're sticking with.
No, that's actually that's my next note, is that Jake makes a kind of hero's quest type of decision. Mm-hmm. When he puts his past behind him and risks everything by stepping into the blackness once he opens door two.
I think I set that off. I think it was in that scene where is that the one where he says he's on a precipice? I know I've done that a few times with what he's going through.
I didn't write that down, but I do remember that something around a line like that.
Because it is a, venturing into the unknown and not knowing what you're going to find. But as if you've been listening to the show for a while, as you know, that's kind of how Jake is. And I like to think it's kind of how I am if I was ever faced with that decision to make, that I would do that. Or would like to do that.
The same for me, except I think I'd probably actually be a little more cautious than Jake is. I am a push the button and find out what it does later type of person, but mm-hmm. Jake's a little more ambitious.
I'm trying to think if he changes it all over time, or is he still the gung-ho type? I think he gets probably, once Monica's there, he gets more confident because he knows any bind he gets into, she's going to be able to save his ass.
That's exactly what I was going to say. I think he gets a little more confident, especially at the end of season three, the last half of season three. He's definitely finding out more about himself. I did make some notes about Roanoke, but probably nothing you didn't find in your research when you were writing it. I was actually trying to find hidden things that you slipped in, but the only thing actually that I came up with in this episode is when he's walking through Ostend before he even gets to the clock tower, is he's rattling off the door numbers that he sees, and I'm like, oh, is this a number sequence? Am I going to have to decode something? But I couldn't find one.
It is not, but I did write all those numbers down in an important place so that I wouldn't trip myself up later and say, oh, here's that door out in the field that he did that one, when someone else could say, but that was on that first street that he went to. Though I did kind of abandon the idea of the, I guess they're still there, the signs kind of above the doors and things like that for different places. I'll be honest, that was probably an idea I started with that I just didn't continue going through. But in my mind, those signs can still be there. They just weren't that important. Well, maybe not the moment. Maybe later on they'll become important.
I had the same kind of panic that Jake did once he was in Roanoke, that the door would not be there and he would be stuck there. I probably would have done the exact same thing Jake did. Let's test this. and then, once he does go back to Ostium from Roanoke, again, he's driving back to his home. in silence, thinking, you know, what is ostium? All right, the questions I was coming up with at the end of the episode: what is ostium? What did Jake, or why did Jake find it? Did he, and again, did he find it, or was he led there? Was he chosen or meant to find it, or was he just like he was just on GeoGuessr at the time, and it was, you know, a lucky happenstance? Mm-hmm. And why are the doors numbered? That has been one of the biggest things. Obviously, they're going through them in sequence, so they, you know, to have a sequence, right, you have to have something to, you know, number them with. But it just seemed, if like you were saying, they have signs, so you do have the Bakers or, you know, whatever on whatever street.
Well, these are all really important questions that I think some of them I could give you further answers to, but I feel like a lot of them are also ones that will eventually get solved down the road. Possibly not until the last episode, but you never know. They will get resolved.
That's as good as an answer as I would expect, I think.
Yeah, my goal definitely with this is I don't want to leave any red herrings just hanging there for no reason, or do the lost thing where we set everything up too much and then can't actually solve it. And that's definitely one thing as I've been writing it. I've been really happy with that. I'll go in sometimes thinking, oh, this is going to be a tricky scene to write, or it's a tricky thing to resolve or whatever. And then once I just start writing it, Jake and Monica always figure it out and find the way to solve it and deal with it and get through it. And even when I've done things with the weird padlock and stuff like that, well, it turned out Monica was involved in that before with the Ostium Network, and that's why it was set up that way. You know, it is all linked, and I do eventually find a way out of it, which is makes me happy.
time travel is handy that way.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.